library books and water the plants. Want to try that chorus? It goes, just rub on number 15 sunscreen, call your mother, cover up the pool, pick the kids up at school, wear your sunglasses, put on clean underwear, return all library books and water the plants. Now in case of nuclear attack, before you evacuate, the EPA has said you will not be dead if you follow the advice they advocate. Here we go. Just rub on number 15 sunscreen, call your mother, cover up the pool, pick the kids up at school, wear your sunglasses, put on clean underwear, return all library books and water the plants. Now remember, your insurance doesn't pay for nuclear damage to your car, so push it off a cliff or a mountain if you hear annihilation isn't far. And rub on number 15 sunscreen, call your mother, cover up the pool, pick the kids up at school, wear your sunglasses, put on clean underwear, return all library books and water the plants. Now cancel your American Express at the hint of nuclear mania, for you may be vaporized on Chicago's south side, but your card could still turn up in Lithuania. And rub on number 15 sunscreen, call your mother, cover up the pool, pick the kids up at school, wear your sunglasses, put on clean underwear, return all library books and water the plants. And be sure and send a change of address for your local post office's file, 'cause in a holocaust all your mail could get lost and end up in a dead letter pile. And rub on number 15 sunscreen, call your mother, cover up the pool, pick the kids up at school, wear your sunglasses, put on clean underwear, return all library books. Oh, good, some harmonies. And water the plants. Oh, yeah, that's good. Ah, yes. Yes. In case of nuclear attack, before you evacuate, the EPA has said you will not be dead if you follow the advice they advocate. Full harmony now. Just rub on number 15 sunscreen, call your mother, cover up the pool, pick the kids up at school, wear your sunglasses, put on clean underwear, return all library books. We'll do that again. Return.